This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, everybody. It is Monday evening and here on 180 Degrees, you know we love Mondays. I am joined in studio with the beautiful Zoe George.
Oh my goodness. Every week she gives me these lovely compliments and I'm in the studio just blushing, you guys. I love producing with Inga. She's amazing.
I'm going to keep saying it until you say, thank you, Inga.
Thank you so much, Inga. I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart. But it's not just me here. We have Amarain here joining us live over Zoom.
Yes. Amarain, good evening. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. It's good to hear from you guys as well. I am a bit lonely here. Just for everyone listening, wondering, I had a COVID contact this last week, so I'm being responsible and isolating. Really miss being in the studio, though, but it's nice to be able to connect via Zoom.
Yes, indeed. Because here at 180 Degrees, we take the virus very seriously, guys. If you get tested positive or you contact someone who has tested positive, please, 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 to reduce the spread of COVID, do not go to a party. Sit in your house, video call the party attendants if you must, but don't go anywhere. It's just not responsible.
Yeah, so speaking of responsible,
it really sucks being in isolation. Be responsible.
Zoe, how was your weekend?
My weekend was filled with lots of studying.
Oh, if anyone, it's that time again.
It really is, but this time came early for me. I don't know how many of you guys out there listening study through UNISA, but you'll know, and if you don't know, you'll know now, that our exams are starting on the 6th of September. So I have to start studying pedal to the metal, up late nights, catching up. That's what I've been doing this weekend, and it's probably what I'm going to do every weekend for the rest of the year.
Oh, Zoe, you see, law students.
Yeah, she's such a good student, eh? Like, where in my life would I start studying 2 weeks before exam starts? Girl, the night before.
Girl, I am so behind. I have no choice. But Inga, how was your weekend?
My weekend was absolutely amazing. The weather was good. Saturday, myself and my family went to my father and my sister. It was quite nice. My husband was working at his cousin's house, installing a stove. And then he came and joined us for a braai. And then the Sunday, we were just there with my dad as well. And yeah, it was chill. I was enjoying rest time because, you know, as you all know, my baby is 4 months. Mm. So I was just enjoying the time. You know, when everyone wants to take her and I'm like, yes, take her. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like a break I deserve.
And Amarain, how was your weekend?
Really peaceful since I could not go anywhere. I had a nice tanning session through the windows of my flat. Oof. Yeah, just relaxed, watched some series, did some assignments.
That's
the
good.
Usual.
Oh, so you were a good student as well.
I was going to say, doing assignments.
Right? Not letting them, go over.
An assignment that was due that evening, so it's different.
But you know what? At least you handed it in, girl. That's what matters. But oh my goodness, you guys, we have such a fun show packed up for you guys. We are going to be joined once again by Jacqueline from Moot, and she has Sasha Dirham in. And it's going to be such an exciting interview.
We are excited. All I'm going to say is, dee, dee, dee. So we're going to go into What's Down in Cape Town.
Yes. Let's first just listen to Undeniable by Josh Wilson. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
And we are in the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show, as indicated by the ID that you guys love so much, which we're about to go into some changes, you guys.
Mm-hmm. We are under construction here at 180 degrees. You know, always changing. Mm-hmm. Always doing it 180.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I love that name for us.
Bigger, better show.
Indeed. Samadane, would you like to take it away with the What's Down in Cape Town?
Yes, I would. So first up, we have the Sellers Wuhanort High Tea. This is a fun idea for Women's Month to celebrate with your girls. I've personally always wanted to have a high tea. Like, I was kind of hoping to convince you guys to come with me, but not at the moment. So this is held at a hotel in Constantia Valley, which has a fireplace going in the winter, a great attraction to me personally. Ooh. They have a whole menu that is available with the tea, with things like roasted sun-dried tomato and feta tarts, wow, beef and peppadew skewers, babuati spring rolls, cupcakes, fruit pavlovas, and more. They have herbal teas as well as more classic ones available, and there's even single origin coffee and hot chocolate for those of us who are not tea drinkers. Let them know about any special dietary requirements when you make your booking. They're open Mondays to Sundays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The classic high tea costs 259 rand per person, but there is also a royal high tea option for 385 rand, which includes a glass of bubble, and the Musgrave gin high tea for 425 rand. You can phone them at 021-794-2137 to make a booking. They are found at 93 Brommersvlei Road, Constantia Heights, Cape Town. Next up is a picnic. This is a great pandemic-friendly activity outside, spaced from other people. There are so many lovely spots for a picnic in Cape Town. Hop on Google Maps and find a park near you. Something that makes them even more fun is that you make your own food on this trip. I've been giving a couple of cool recipes in the last few weeks, and there are some more to come. There's also the option of buying the food basket from a restaurant or from a grocery store of your choice. Grab a blanket if you don't mind getting dirty, and you're all set. Some good idea for spots are wine farms, and some of the wine farms even have baskets which you can pre-book and buy. Camps Bay or Kirstenbosch is my personal favorite, especially if you have little kids. Yeah, that is the What's Down in Cape Town.
This whole What's Down in Cape Town, I'm going to keep it, Amarain, Zoe. We need to make this happen.
Exactly. My mouth has been watering this whole time just hearing these different foods. Like, my stomach, I had to turn off my mic. I didn't want it to pick up the grumbling of my stomach, you guys. It sounds so fun. I cannot wait for us to do this.
I'm so glad that you guys are keen for the high tea, because I was just like, how am I going to plot to get you guys keen to do this?
Don't worry.
My little Disney heart as a child, Disney Princesses Belle was my favorite, as well as Mulan,
yes,
which is not so much of a delicate princess, but it's still valid. Yeah. They were my favorite. So I've always wanted a nice, lovely tea. So yeah, I'm super keen.
And it's an excuse to dress up.
Really? It is. And you know, on that note, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's all coming together. I might even make the groovy movie one of these days, one of those princesses, just in dedication to you, Amarain. So let's go straight on in.
Thank you.
Let's go straight on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 degrees. Groovy movie, all Rudy.
Hey.
Time to watch the movies.
And we are in the groovy movie section of the show. You are tuned into 180 degrees on 729 Radio Cape Pulpit. It is currently 12 minutes past 7 p.m. And we are going to ask you guys a question that forms a part of a question we ask every week on this show. Now, this week's groovy movie is a song you might not actually realize is a part of any particular movie, but the vibe of the song will definitely remind you of a movie. It's a little bit trickier than usual. It's no Mulan or a Belle.
I'm glad you made it tricky, Zoe.
Yes, I like to challenge the people every once in a while. So if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and I really hope you do, but if you don't, it's okay. It's a little harder than usual. Please WhatsApp the answer to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. I would also like to remind you guys to stick around for the interview. It's going to be a little bit different. We have Jacqueline Powerless from Moot, and she has brought in Sasha Dearham, and we're going to be interviewing them in about, at about 20 past 7, I believe. Yes, so stick around for that one, you guys. It's going to be an interesting interview. Unfortunately, Amarain will not be joining us for the interview, but she'll be right on back as soon as it's over, and she'll be here when we are asking you guys the Bible quiz. So for now, just open up your ears and listen and get your phones out and WhatsApp us the answer, because we believe in you guys and we know you know what this is.
No place I'd rather be.
Lingering
in the ocean blue.
And if I have one wish come true,
I surf till the sunset beyond the horizon.
I'll be
making
my Lord
below me.
Love
and light
above
and above. Flying by on a Hawaiian
roller coaster ride.
I'll be keeping my
Zoe on 180 degrees.
And we just listened to New Hope Oahu, Hope is Alive. And I get the feeling that this song came from the exact country that this week's Groovy Movie was based in. The vibes are just the same. Even the word, it sounds very...
That's
much,
a hint, hint.
Right, hint, hint. And I'm not giving the answer
but
away
it's actually
time.
A good hint this time,
yeah.
Though. It's a very good hint this time.
Yes, I'm so excited with myself for not giving it away. You know, baby steps, baby steps. So as you guys know, we asked you guys a Groovy Movie question, and I'm just going to give you guys the answer. It was, and if you guys didn't message in the name of the song, I didn't expect you to, but some of you guys mentioned in the movie, and that is Lilo and Stitch, the first movie. The song is called Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. All of you guys who guessed correctly, you can give yourselves a pat on the back, because you know Disney Channel in the early 2000s, and yeah. That's what we asked for this week's Groovy Movie section of the show. You're listening to 180 Degrees on 79 AM. It is currently 22 past 7. And we're about to go straight on into our interview. We are joined here in studio with Jacqueline and Sasha, as I've been talking about it. And it's going to be so exciting, you guys. Good evening, Jacqueline and Sasha.
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you guys doing?
We are good. The weather is so much better now.
So true.
Perfect. We're heading into spring.
I cannot
loving
wait.
Loving it.
All right. Can you get into the interview?
Okay,
Jacqueline?
So this is Sasha. Shonies, actually. Shonies Dearman. She's a young motivator, which is a youth leader. And she also is a mood coach, which is a first facilitator, and a former SRC chairperson at Walsby College. And a mother.
You mustn't forget that title. The best for last.
Yeah. Say the best for last. Good evening, everybody.
Evening.
Thank you for having me here in the studio. This is my first time. Sure. My nerves. Oh, my shattered nerves. What about me? Let me see. I grew up in Johannesburg. I'm an only child. My mother raised me alone. So I grew up in Johannesburg. Got married. I had the whole dream of the whole white picket fence story and whatever. Moved from Johannesburg back to Cape Town. Then did the stupid thing again and got married again, thinking, you know. And that's where I got my two daughters from. First marriage, I got three sons. So right now, I am a divorced mother of five and fashionably unemployed, I'm going to say that, because I've worked for 20 years. I've worked for 20 years of my life. I've never seen my kids grow up, really. And since March 2019, I've been at home, really, where I can basically say now I see them. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Sure. And can you tell us a little bit about your Moot journey and how you were introduced to Moot?
Sure. Life. There's a life before Moot and there's a life after Moot. The life before Moot, let me put it to you this way. I would basically exclude myself from everything. I wouldn't be part of any discussions. I would be the one that is the introvert. I'd hide. I would basically be this bundle of nerves.
Mm.
I think now I've got more of a voice I can talk to.
I mean, you're on radio and you're doing fabulous. You're doing amazing.
Normally, I wouldn't have that courage to be able to speak or even utter the words and that type of thing. My journey started, ironically, in Women's Month in 2019, the 30th of August, 2019, in my first semester at Fallsway College, Mitchell's Plains campus. That weekend, we went off to Bridges Academy, and let's just say there was this one event or one activity. Mut has this thing of engaging, all your participants. So in engaging in the learners, the vibe, the energy that they give off. So it basically includes you.
Yeah.
So they gave this one specific activity that stands out for me, which was my defining moment, I would say. Considering before my time before Mut, I've been to a psychologist, I've been through psychiatrist, going through anxiety, depression, raising five kids alone, coming from an abusive marriage and that type of thing.
No, it's fine.
I'm nervous.
It's totally... No, I just want you to come a little bit closer to your mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We want to hear what you have to say. But it's going well.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, okay. There was this activity that stood out for me. Let me put it this way. They gave us, each group, was a bunch of magazines that we had to do. And in those magazines, you had to cut out and describe yourself. And I was sitting and looking at every group, and these people are just cutting out and going crazy. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like going through these magazines, and none of these things are describing me.
Mm.
And I see the ship that is basically the Titanic. And I'm like, okay, this sums up my life as quickly and a short version of it. So I get a picture of myself and a little that I think could be resembling myself. So I find a girl and I find, you've got this dark knight over there that's in the shadows. Let's put it that way. It's my ex-husband. And this is my life. I thought my life would not sink to the bottom. It would not be able to reach that point. And it did. And this weekend made me really basically dig deep.
Mm-hmm.
And uncover who I am and what I am. And that every disappointment that I had was basically just, I was beating myself up. I was like, I'm my biggest critic. You don't have to tell me.
Mm.
If somebody would criticize me, I would turn around now and say, load your gun with new bullets because that old bullets don't work anymore.
Mm.
I know that's so, right.
At this point in time, let me tell you, 3 years ago before Mut, I couldn't do that. I would just, okay, fine, and just move on. So what it's helped me was basically just unpack, go through those motions and be vulnerable, something that I tend to shy away from, and show the world. I would smile basically at everything. I used to smile at my pain, and eventually used to punish myself because of it. And because seeing that I'm an only child, I would laugh about it. Today I make fun of it, in the sense of where I used to play with my dolls. And I used to have a conversation with my dolls. And my dolls would talk back and play Monopoly with my teddy bears and whatever. So my mother, she would be listening and she'd be thinking, oh, no. Sorry, Mom. But my mother worked. She worked long and hard for me. I do hope that I made her proud. I know that sometimes we have a rocky relationship. But I love her to bits. She is, because of her, I am probably the woman that I am today. And as well as going through the motions, Mut has the energy and the vibe and the presentation that they gave that weekend stood out in such a way as that I just, I had to.
Mm.
And then eventually I started sharing and I just couldn't care anymore and I just shared more about my life. Raising three boys in today's society and two girls alone. Yeah, it's just my life. I take as I use the diamond, Mut's diamond, through Mut's diamond concept. It's basically also enabled me to be a better person and a mother. I would think that I wasn't perfect. I was to want everything to be perfect, and I punish myself indirectly because it's not perfect. and going through with the abuse and, you know, mentally, psychologically. My ex-husband used to do that a lot. And I used to always feel like I did something wrong. Or somewhere along the line, I did something wrong. If I look at my kids today, and I used to always ask, where did I go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've worked for most of my life. I haven't seen them at all. So, it's, you know, it's routine.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, get them done. They go off to school, educate, wherever. You go to work and all the way back again. And it's the same. It's repeat. So I think I tried somewhere along the line to make up for that life. And then I didn't somewhere. And then, But the journey with even being an SRC chairperson through a whole pandemic, put it that way, because my semester started in 2019, not thinking that I would study financial management, because I studied, during my working time, I attempted to study civil engineering, got as far as N3, and then somehow life happened again, and then I just had to just decide work, kids, it became too much.
Mm.
So this time, I actually was studying full time. And being on an SRC council with at Mitchell's Plain campus was something that really made me look at myself different. It somehow Moot also enabled me that weekend to become a better leader. I left there becoming a young motivator. Young, not really young.
Age is just a number.
I didn't even know you had 5 kids. Right? To me, I thought you were young. You Same. Are young in my eyes. Same. Age is just a number.
I age gracefully, let me put it that way. So, yes, it's taught me my journey through that. Being in leadership has brought me, and with all these Moot principles and values. And I was fortunate and blessed enough to be part of the first Moot coaching program. Yeah. For this year, for 2021. So I was proud of that. So I came back, you know, so I've upgraded. I graduated from the young motivator to be Moot coach now. So,
Congrats.
Anyway, so, but that is me in a nutshell. That's my journey. And I'm still learning every day. I go through it. I go through the principles. I go through the values. I've got more courage than what I've had before. I voice now. I assist more now than what I did before.
Yeah.
I give more guidance than before, being like, you know, I was a drill sergeant before. So, yeah.
So I'd like to ask, I feel like you just answered the question I wanted to ask about how you felt being a young motivator and being a Moot coach has impacted you as a person. And I feel like you just answered that. So I'd like to, because it sounds like it really has like changed your life in the ways that you look at yourself and the way that you look at other people and even in your mindset and thinking. And that's really nice. I'm glad. As you were speaking, I just kept thinking to myself, it just sounds like your confidence is being built. And that just sounds like an amazing thing that I feel like we all need to have, because sometimes we tend to think, oh, this is meant to be perfect or things are meant to be a certain way. And in reality, life just isn't always like that. And
life, I would say if this program is introducing to school level already, because me being an only child, I didn't really get to. And being an introvert, I didn't really get to. I would always exclude myself. I'm never part of the group. I was never part of, you know, the in group, the nerd group. I was like somewhere where nobody sees me.
Yeah.
And the only time probably when my school actually noticed me was when I came first in the athletics. My word.
Yes.
Then they only noticed me and I was like, oh, and I'm getting all this attention. I never had that. And through sports accomplishments, people would start be greeting me. First, I used to walk with my head down. And then I could eventually, you know, just a little bit lift that head, a little bit, not much. But I would still be a bundle of nerves and that my stomach would go in 10,000 knots and I'd be vibrating and hearing my heartbeat and all of that. So it's brought me to that point where now I can stand in front of a stage and say, okay, hello, good evening. How are you?
Yes. Yeah, so
So seeing that it's Women's Month, is there any women in your life that inspired your journey as a leader or a motivator?
Let's see. All the women at Falls Bay campus, Mitchell's Plain Falls Bay campus, my Moot coach which would be, can I name her? Am I allowed
yes.
to? Oh, Miss Martin. Hi, Miss Martin, my mama bee. She's my mama bee.
Shout out.
She's at Mitchell's Plain Campus, Falls Bay. And then you've got Miss Jackson. She's the campus head. And the first time I saw this lady, and I was like, sure, you're not allowed to greet her. You know, people were telling me, you know, you're not allowed to greet her. But I tell you, I would hug this woman. I would run and I'd say, Miss Jay, are you okay? I'd send her a message. But what happened was, in this pandemic, it helped us. I did much more than what, because I live around the corner from the college, though. That's a plus.
Sure.
So I'd walk to the college. They used to tell me, what are you bored? You don't have anything at home. Because I'm always there. So, but it wasn't just that. It was just because somehow I felt I was making a difference. When students would come and they'd ask certain questions, then I would basically, you know, follow through. And then I'd take it on and I'd go and give them the feedback that they need and whatever. Every meeting that was there, I attended. I know I attended. Whether it was a Zoom meeting, we attended. Mitchell's Plain was there, front line and center. But most and foremost, it's just my mood coaches. That would be, and especially the team, the project team of Mood themselves. I think I bonded with them as well, even on all the sessions. All the sessions. Every session I get with them, I bond with them. It's like my moment to bond with them. And I know maybe I go above, or sometimes I think they're going to walk away and I'm like, yo, you're very forward there, but okay. So those are things, like maybe it's just my personality, I don't know. But as I go by, time goes on, and as I develop, I see how I also develop personally. So Mut has also taught me another way of how I reflect on myself, because me being very impulsive at times is to make lots of impulsive decisions. So it taught me a lot about self-reflection and introspection about me. Taking all the values and the principles that we have and the missions that we have. I know I wrote a lot of things down, sure. But anyway, I'm trying to fit it all in, you know. Mutha's got this, you know, like, you know, culture builders thing. And for me, I feel like these, on a Wednesday evening, I tend to also be with people that have dropped out of high school. These are adults. Life also has happened. You know, you get one clown that will probably be in the classroom, and I've learned how to look at them differently. So at first you would look at them and I was like, you know, you're just trying to look for attention type of thing. So now I look at them differently, like, okay, tell me what is the problem? How can I help you? Because clearly we need to look at something and look at how you are and see where I can help you and change that way. Because maybe if your view about how you see things is different, or maybe we're all on the same page about being kinder to the next person. And if like I say, if this was brought into schools earlier on, I mean, I wouldn't be the way I was right through my schooling career, because I was alone most of the time. So, but my kids, oh no, they too bubbly. They got friends left, right, and center that I have to say, no, it's time to go now. So, like they say, the saying goes, you're raising a community. So, with my sons especially, everybody likes them. So, they would basically be coming and, yeah, the friends would be coming with. And I'm like, who are you now? And which child are you? But they are there. So, somehow, they always used to tell me that, you know, there's a lot of love in your house at the end of the day. So, even though I was a single parent all the time, I still am. It's not easy. Because mentally and psychologically, your whole brain messes with you.
Yeah.
And you sleep deprived. So, thank you.
Yeah. So just getting, you know, a little personal and getting, you know, peeling off the layers. I just want to ask, how do you conquer your fears? Because I know you mentioned that, you know, you had a life before Moot and then there was Moot and life after Moot. So how do you, as an individual, conquer your fears, and how can you, you know, share with that young adult or that person just listening out there?
Sure. Part of me would say I'm still figuring that part out. The other part would say, you know, I take challenges, face them on head on. I don't shy away from those challenges, and I think that's probably why a lot of people didn't like me in my job. Sure. Thinking about it now. I don't want to say where it is. So don't worry. Don't worry. You guys are safe. So I would take on the challenge. If I see there's a task and you know, it's supposed to be this way. For me, it's like it's either black or it's white. There's no gray area. Yeah. But sometimes there is a gray area. You just don't know. So I would just face them now. That's why I say before, I used to shy away from my anything. I used to shy away from it. I run away as fast as I could spin. I mean, that's why I left. Oh, no, we didn't leave because we wanted to. We fled Johannesburg. And we are in Cape Town. Mm. And many times I'd feel that because of the failures that I used to feel personally, I would feel that, you know, I cannot live here. Life here is too slow type of thing. Mm. Because in Joburg, you got this hustle and bustle type of thing. And the adapting, I think I'm still trying to adapt because the four-season weather here in one day.
Four seasons in one day, I was just going
to
say.
Yes, four seasons in one day, sure. Because like, it's like when I used to travel to from Mitchell's Plain to Kilani by bus. You know, in Mitchell's Plain, the wind is blowing strong. When you get to Kilani side, it's like the sun is shining. Yeah. Like, why do you look like winter? Do you know where I live? Sure. So it's something like that. So I have been stronger. I think life has really toughened me up a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And on that note about life toughening you up, that really ties in very closely with the question I'd like to ask next, which is about, that was my chair, you guys.
I was going to say, Zoe, are you a little bit nervous?
This chair is made of like leather or pleather. And I moved and it embarrassed me. We're going to forget about that. I'd like to ask if there are any like experiences, whether they be positive or negative, that you have experienced that have shaped the person you are today.
Oh, there's so many things that has happened, the bad, the pain, the hurt, the disappointment. I view it as negative, always never being able to take the lesson from it, to move on. So with the value-based performances of mood, it also strengthened me to take the ownership of my lessons and change my perspective as an introvert and actually take those negatives. I changed them into seeing the positive that they could have.
Yeah.
Like for the fact that I can conquer, I survived, I'm a warrior in disguise. So my own strength, that helped me determine my own strength, my own courage. And it's me always being so negative about things. When things happen, I was like, I deserve that. Oh, what did I do now? What else can go wrong? Murphy does not like me. Really. Murphy does not like me. Murphy's law doesn't like me. So anyway. And now I look at, you know, tomorrow the sun is going to shine again.
Yeah.
You remember when we were smaller, when we were younger, we used to play in the soil or in the sand. And it's so easy that you can write your name in the soil and then you can just basically just erase it. Yeah. And some memories you can't do that with.
Yeah.
So my negatives would be basically just building up and keep playing on over and over like it just happened yesterday.
Mm.
And then sometimes trying to fight with myself to have myself basically reflect and say, you know what, look at the bright side of it and try and get the lesson out of it. So... with all these values, I mean, the energy that happens with through all the you know, the mood activities that I've had, of been exposed to, it has changed me in such a way is that I have come out learning to look at things in a better way instead of looking at it in a negative light.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you as well. Well, I think Jacqueline would like to ask you this question.
This was very inspiring to listen to your story. So what is your motto in life?
My motto? Sure. Every day comes with a new beginning. It gives everyone a chance to mend their ways and apologize for their wrongdoings.
Mm.
So if anything, the pandemic should be an example enough to show the humanity in all of us.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's basically, for me, it's do better, be better. Be better than yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So inspiring. So and now cool. I am getting to a question. You know, I am a new, brand new mom to a 4-month-old. And my question to you is, What do you enjoy most about motherhood, about being a mom?
I, like I say, for the first time in 20 years, I've got to see my kids for who they are as individual persons. Yeah. My thing was I would have that selective listening, you know. And then after, I think it was that weekend with the mood coaching sessions that I had, I came home and then my 17-year-old son had a meeting. He just called a meeting because he was fed up. Because he wasn't talking to his brothers. So it was at the point, my eldest son is 22. The other one is 19. And then you've got 17 and my daughters are 14 and 12. So he just came back and he, is mommy going anywhere? I want to have a meeting, family meeting now. So the rule is in the house, if you've got something that you're not happy with, we call a meeting and we discuss it and we solve it. And for months, these kids haven't been talking to one another. And my son decided that day in March this year that he's going to have that meeting. When he had that meeting, they aired their views. And for the first time, I sat and I listened to them. Because normally I don't listen to them. I'm selective in, hey, I told you to do this, so just do it. Now don't ask me questions. Please just go. Next. So that was the whole thing. Yeah. So now it's... For me, it's like discovering to see each one of my children. I've got like five generations in my house, mind you. They are different. They are all different individuals. So what I enjoy most is seeing how they discover another decade.
Yeah.
That's what I'm enjoying most. Yes. They have so much potential. It got me to see who they are. Because remember, when we are working mothers, single parents, whatever, we don't have the time to focus on these kids. We don't have the energy even to win. Even now with this whole pandemic, with the, we were forced, in this pandemic, we were forced literally to spend time with our kids.
That's so true.
So you got to know your kids, whether you liked it or not.
Yes.
And at some point in time, it either broke relationships or it mended relationships. So that is what I discovered and that's what I enjoy now. At first, I couldn't. As I say, these kids drive me up the pole. Now, climbing the walls here. Because, you know, it's two girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go through these, it's Women's Month and you go through these mood swings. And I'm like, I'm the only one that's supposed to have mood swings in this house. Nobody else. But all my sons, they have mood swings. My daughters, but it's fun to watch all of them. It's
all these different characters, personalities.
They are so different. It is unreal. I'm waiting to see what decade my 17-year-old is going to discover. Because he bakes.
Ooh,
he bakes, he cooks.
Sure.
They were all taught to cook and bake.
Yeah.
But I mean, my 17-year-old is more somebody that experiments. He likes to experiment. So he's like, he'll come and say, Mommy, we're in the baking aisle. What are we buying? I'm like, okay, fine. You know, and you're walking there maybe with a budget and you're checking, okay, fine. Yeah. Stuff like that. So
yes.
Those are my moments that I take away that now, 20 years later, I get to see them. I get to identify who they are as individual beings and what they're growing up to be. I mean, my daughters have got so many different careers. They are learning. What's this K-pop thing? Please,
wow.
What is going on?
K-pop is it.
Shoot, this K-pop thing.
And isn't there kids TikToking in your house?
Yes. My daughters are forever. But they're not allowed to have a TikTok account. Shoot, no. They're not allowed to have a phone. I'm still old school.
Mm.
They're not allowed to have a phone. My daughter does have a phone, but I check that phone all the time.
Yes.
Because she's 14.
Yes.
Then you'll get my 22-year-old son that will say, but why does she get a phone? When I was 14, I didn't have a phone.
Yes, there's always that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with that. It was just because we were in a pandemic and, you know, there was...
You needed to keep tabs
electronic on devices was needed. So, there we go.
Sasha, this interview has been so amazing. I want to still ask the last question, but I'm going to have to do that at the end of the show.
Okay.
But I've really been enjoying speaking to you, but we're going to have to take a short break now to go into the Bible quiz. But then we're going to have a last question for you that we're going to ask at the end of the show.
Give me some time to prep.
Yes.
Oh, my heck.
It's not going to be spur of the moment or anything like that.
Okay. 180 Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Mystery Bible Quiz.
Bible Quiz.
not on. Hey, we are in the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show.
One of my favorites.
Indeed. It's really fun. It's very exciting. And I think I'm just going to ask it. It's quite an interesting one. It was one I feel is very relevant, especially now with people in this these strange times we're living in. Yes. I say it every week that we are living in strange times. The times must just be normal now. It's been strange for too long. So the question I am posing goes as shows. What does the Bible say that we should do when we are experiencing anxiety? How should we deal with that emotion?
I think this is an important question. I'm already having 1, 2, 3 scriptures of what the Bible says, but we want to hear from you guys.
Yes. The scripture that has the answer is actually one of my favorite scriptures ever. So as you guys are thinking about that, please send us a WhatsApp to 081-729-1657. We would love to hear from you. But yeah, let's just wait for your answers and we're going to go straight on into the happy health tip.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting.
Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
So we are in the happy health tip section of the show. Zoe's favorite, Zoe's absolute
Indeed.
Favorite. So today I'm going to give you 7 tips to increase your energy. Yeah, I sound on a Monday.
Yes, we want
7 tips to increase your energy and live a happier, healthier, more productive life. Number 1, eat nourishing food. We all know that wholesome food is the crux for well-being, but it's common to regard healthy eating primarily as a tool for weight loss. So people only eat healthy because they want to lose weight, but it will actually do wonders for your blood flow, as we've spoken about, for your overall bodily functions.
Yes.
So it's not just to lose weight. Number 2, Zoe, sleep 7 to 8 hours a night.
I'm already doing that.
Getting more sleep seems to be a healthy habit many people need to improve on. We know the days get busy, but getting that correct amount of sleep helps recharge your body. Number 3, keep company with good people. This is a good mental, emotional health tip. Keeping company with good people. Maximize the amount of time that you spend with people you enjoy being around and connecting with others who radiate positivity and have similar interests that will excite and energize you. Because the worst thing is going to someone's house. You're supposed to have fun, and when you come home, you're drained because that person has just been so negative. That person has just been so complainy.
Yeah, it's like you just sucked the life out of me.
Exactly.
Like I came here to have a good time, and honestly, and I should stay home.
Counseling. Number 4, avoid news overdose.
Oof.
Okay, this is a serious thing, actually. Mm. The news is an important way to stay connected to what's happening in the world. It can be educational, entertaining, and even uplifting, but unfortunately, the news too frequently is bombarded with stories of suffering. Mm. Like, I remember when I worked at, when I was at E-Media and I was an anchor, and we had to do stories, and we had to watch videos, and we had to, that was the time when, there was a shooting in one, and this guy just went in and shot a lot of people, and we had to watch that video and kind of clip it together for the bulletin we were going to do the evening. So it's like there's no time to be emotional. You kind of like just, where's the story? What's the story? And many of the anchors needed, you know, a break and just that 1 or 2 days off just to switch off from news, to switch off from everything, because it really does have an effect like on you emotionally and mentally. Number 5, get regular exercise. Exercise relieves stress and tension, strengthens muscles, and boosts endurance. Zoe, do you hear that? Second last one, number 6. Do something meaningful each day. Zoe, I know you do this. You got plants.
Studying.
Oh. How's the plants going? I was going to say, how's the plants?
They're doing so well. Like, I saw a picture of one of my baby plants, and it's grown so much.
Oh, love that.
It's so satisfying.
Love that. Number 7, think good thoughts for others. Maintaining a compassionate mindset is another way to conserve energy. So those are your happy health tips for tonight. And just like that, we've come to the end of another show.
Right.
But before we leave you guys.
Yes, we need to give you guys the answer to this week's Bible quiz. And yeah, I'm just going to read one of the scriptures. As Inga said, there are several that you can refer to. And this scripture is actually from Philippians 4 verses 6. It says, do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. Mm. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Count your blessings, people. That you often end up feeling so much more satisfied and fuller when you sit down and you're like, okay, my life is terrible, but I still have these things. Mm. And then when you remember those things you have, oftentimes you feel better. And I feel like this really ties in very well with the interview we have. And we still have Sasha and Jacqueline in studio with us right now. And I hope you didn't think I'd forgotten about that last question. We have 5 minutes left before we have to say goodbye. But we're going to ask you if you can say this very shortly. What are some words of encouragement that you'd like to share with the listeners, especially now during this Women's Month?
In this Women's Month, don't live your life being reactive. Become proactive, which is one of the principles of mood, or basically also being kinder to yourself. So don't wait. Normally we wait for something to happen and then react.
Yeah.
So let us be, as women, we need to be proactive beforehand. So don't sit there quiet if you know there's something going on, something wrong, some child.
Yeah.
Open your mouth. Have your say. Voice your opinion. There you go.
Be proactive. Yes. And this last question is for both of you. How can we and the listeners get in contact with Moot? Where can we find you guys? Website, social media? Where can we find you guys?
So our social media handles are at Moot South Africa. We're on Facebook, Instagram, on TikTok, but we still need to, you know. So it's at Moot South Africa. And then we have a website, www.moot.com. Which is mot.org.za, and an email address, info@mot.org.za.
And you can also get in contact with your principal or your teacher to make your schools become a Moot culture-based school. So you can also get to, for your learners who's interested, they can also speak to their teacher or speak to the principal and go from there.
Awesome, awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tonight and for, giving us... just sharing your stories, giving advice, telling us about motherhood, telling us about everything. We really enjoyed it. And also, you did great, because I know you were really nervous. You did so great. This has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.